The Challenger and its side barge were being operated by Ridge Contracting out of Anchorage, which took a separate job from other work in Neustiahok to haul a load of scrap cars down to Dillingham. The cause has yet to be explained, but both vessels overturned and went down near the outlet of the Cockwock River Sunday afternoon, August 9th. The two men on board were fine. The 18 scrapped cars were dumped, and very little fuel spill was reported. Ridge hired Vitus Marine to do the salvage. Drew McIntyre is Vitus's marine operations manager.
As salvage jobs go, it went very smooth, and something that Vitus has had a lot of experience with before Vitus was incorporated as a company. Mark Smith, our CEO and founder, has spent a lot of time doing salvage work on the Neustiahok, so this is home turf for him, and he was up there to facilitate the entire operation.
It took Vitus just about a week to float and repair the vessels and find and clean up all the scrapped cars.
Our team did a really good job getting the cars out of the river and the barge, and the tugboat turned right side up. They also had to patch up the hull themselves and make sure it was watertight enough to get down the river.
The Challenger went down with about 100 gallons of number 2 diesel on board. Some was recovered about a week after it sunk. Some spilled, but McIntyre says not much, calling it a pretty clean operation overall.
They don't have a final report as to how much they found on board the vessel, but I do know that there wasn't much to spill, and D2 is generally very quick to evaporate compared to any type of lube oils or HFO that you'd find on ships. And the cars had already been drained, and they'd already been cleaned. They'd already been checked for disposal, so that was also very lucky.
Water levels are low right now, and McIntyre says Vitus did run into a little trouble getting the Jackie M, with the Challenger and barge in tow, down the Neustiahok River Monday.
They got snagged a couple of times, and fortunately they were able to get freed up. And that's just kind of the nature of the river, unfortunately, this time of year, which I'm sure all residents of Dillingham know. And they were trying to kind of beat the receding water down the river, and they barely made it down.
The Jackie M is expected to tow the package into Dillingham Monday night and await instructions there on what to do next. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.